Okay, you're very welcome back to the program. We are now going to discuss the potential, the possibility that free on-street parking from Bunkrana could be removed. There is a process ongoing at the moment. It's a review being carried out from by Donegal County Council. One of the options on the table is that half hour being removed. So let's talk to those that might be affected by this. Paul Brogan is owner of Food for Thought in Bunkrana. He joins us now. Hiya, Paul.
Hi, Greg. Good morning.
I'm good. Now, you are organising a petition for the businesses in Bunkrana. Is it to object or in favour of the removal of the free half-hour parking, I wonder?
Well, first of all, now, Greg, I'm wearing two hats here. Okay. I'm the owner of Food for Thought, a health food store in Bunkrana for the last 26 years. And I'm also the chairperson of Inishowen Credit Union. And that's going to massively affect our credit union because we have hundreds of members coming in on a daily basis. So I'm representing both here this morning. And one other little point I'd like to get across is that I support the parking charges. So it's not that I'm against parking charges per se in Bunkrana, but it has never been done right in my view. And the council over the last 5 or 6 years have got a lot of emails, a lot of calls, because we would have issues before this has raised its ugly head. So we are against the abolition or the suggestion of abolition, the 30 minutes free parking in Bunkrana, because we feel that, you know, as small retailers, 5-10 minutes, that's all these people are actually taking. It'll take them that time to get to the machine and back, and in the winter time, maybe getting soaked. So it's going to affect around 30, 40, 50 businesses, and then the other businesses, because these people won't be coming to the town.
Is there any variance within the businesses, Paul, in that, you know, a shop where you pop in for something, it's really convenient. But say, for instance, if you're going into a restaurant or to a hairdresser's or a barber's, for an example, you might need more than half an hour. But maybe those spaces are taken up by, you know, people popping in and out. Like, in other words, do you, businesses that might benefit from people being able to find a space and park longer, are they also in favour of the free half hour, I wonder?
Well, the people that can park longer that are going to hairdressers or restaurants, as you say, they're going to be longer than a half hour. So they're going to pay. Mm. Now, whether they're paying enough is another thing, because if you're spending 30 or 40 euro in these places, an extra 50 cent is not going to matter. But if you're going in for a newspaper or for an ice cream, or you're going to post a letter, the extra 50 cent, it's not fair. You're penalising the people who are not picking up a spot all day. You're penalising a vast majority of people who are supporting the town on a daily basis. And like, it's not just Bunkrana people. You know, I personally have customers from all over Inishowen, from Derry, from Letterkenny. We're established 26 years. We've built up a lot of people. And, you know, council need to realise is that they don't create jobs. It's the people who take risks, the business people. Mm. They create the jobs. And the council are supposed to be putting the conditions in for the business people to create jobs. We take the risks. We pay out the money. We pay the wages. We pay the rates. We pay everything. And they're sitting there saying, well, we made a mess of things here. Our budget isn't adding up. We shouldn't be told to pay for that. They have to pay off for that.
What do you think if there were to be change? Okay, because I say, you know, scrapping the free half parking is one option. What would you like to see changed if it's to be retained?
Well, I would like to see the council come to a group of business who people like myself who are on the ground. We're the people that knows what goes on in the town. Mm. They're the people that sit in the offices and they come up with some crazy idea, let's just put a charge up without thinking if businesses go, they're going to lose their rates. So it's a kill situation. It could be a year or two before it's realised, but it'll never come back. So I would like to see the council sit down with a group of local people who know what goes on in the town and listen to what's going on in the town. As I said, I support the parking charges. I think that 50 cent for somebody who's staying longer than half an hour is maybe a little bit light. That could be looked at first. I think anybody who's staying on the main street without paying should be moved. And that's another thing that the council know about. It's a bear bug with me over the years that some people are paying and other people aren't. The two-hour parking has never been enforced, so people are parking longer than 2 hours. They're taking up the spaces that people from outside of town come through the town, can't get parked, and they drive on. They don't know where the car parks are. But the people who are parking all day do know where the car parks are, whether it's laziness, whether it's selfishness, and you know, you could say there's some corruptness there too from the council's point of view, because they're not enforcing it. And
I'm sure there's no corruption there, but I'm sure there isn't. But I know that's your view, Paul. When you talk about sitting down with interested parties, there is an event taking place in the Inishowen Gateway Hotel on Wednesday, the 23rd. That's a week today. Is that enough? Does that go far enough? I mean, you know, that is a consultation process.
Well, this started last Friday when I got word that this meeting was on from a local councillor. So I acted on it because if we do nothing, we're going to get nothing. And then it'll be, you know, whose fault is it? So what I've done is I've contacted three or four of the local businesses in our area. They are strongly supporting this. We've come up with a petition that I will go around town with tomorrow to the shops. I would ask if there was anybody out there who wants to give me a hand, because there's about 60 to 80 shops that I need to cover. So if there is a couple of local people who are retired, or people who were in business who feel strongly, or people who are going to be impacted, you know, people who bring their mothers or their uncles or their best friend to the post office just to get their pension, if they would, you know, make it known to me today. And the more people helping, the less work it is. But I'll just read what the petition says, and this has been agreed. So it's we, the undersigned Buncrana business owner or representative of the business, because not all owners are on the premises, strongly oppose the suggestion of abolishing the 30-minute free parking in Buncrana. This will be fought rigorously to keep it retained by whatever is required. Now, there has been suggestions to me about what they will do if it wasn't retained, but I won't talk about them on air.
Okay, well, that's for another day. Paul, listen, thank you very much for your time. Paul Brogan, who is owner of Food for Thought in Buncrana, the owner of O'Donnell's Ice Cream Shop in Buncrana, is John O'Donnell, and he joins us as well. John, I mean, are you of a similar mind to our previous guest there?
Yes, Greg. How are you doing, Greg? And that's a fact. Paul there has covered most of not all the issues that would be concerned to the traders in Buncrana. What I would like to say, prior to when this was introduced at the very beginning, maybe 15 or 16 years ago, the problem was then that people were coming into town who were going to work in the morning, parking up their cars on the main street, going off to work in another car, and the whole main street would be blocked for the better part of a full day. The traders at that particular time had a real problem with that, because lorries were coming to the shops to make deliveries, and they were parked in the middle of the street, and there were queues out the Corkhill Road. It was absolutely horrendous. So traders at that point went to the council and asked them to introduce pay parking. When that was introduced, nobody knew that either the traders or the urban council at that stage knew what the effects would be and how it would work out. So we left it in a way that after a few months we would meet up and see how things were going. At that point, we discovered that a half hour at that stage was essential, because the traders were losing business, because people wouldn't go in even to buy, would stop in Main Street in Buncrana even to buy a newspaper or an ice cream or go to the post office, because they were afraid of being booked. So it was agreed at that point that a half hour would be introduced to help the traders.
Yeah.
And the whole reason for the parking being introduced in the first place, in the first instance, was to facilitate the trader in Buncrana. Now, by doing away with this half hour after all these years will be detrimental to the entire community of Main Street and Buncrana. It is absolutely essential. Can you imagine, Greg, if an older person parks their car up in the main street, maybe they don't walk too well, and they have to go and find, they get to pay their 10 cent up or their euro, make their way back to the car to put it on, and the traffic warden has them already booked.
Yeah.
Maybe going to the post office. Can you see those people coming back to the main street or wanting to buy a paper or to buy an ice cream or make their way to do whatever they're going to do? It's just not practical. And these councillors know that. Some of these councillors even at a time spent time working on the main street and trading on the main street. They understand what this means to the trader. And it's absolutely essential, like Paul said, for the trader to retain this half hour. It's ludicrous even to think about taking this away.
Mm. And I think, too, when they talk about the reasons they might, it's mentioned here that it's due to an increase in the cost of street cleaning and the fact that on-street parking scheme in the town is running at a loss. But factor in businesses closing. And if one business closes, it can have a daisy chain effect. The loss in rates and other revenues, they need to consider that when making this decision and not just try and cover their costs through parking charges.
Well, of course, as well as that, prior, when the street was cleaned in the past, the rates covered cleaning the streets prior to the what's actually happening now with the lorry. They have a sweeper going around now. But it was the rate payer that covered that. Now, it should be the case where is our rates going if it's not to cover the like of that right now? It never was at any time seen that the fees at the lift would cover the pay parking. The rates always covered the pay parking.
Yeah.
And they just have to look at it again in a different way.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. John O'Donnell, owner of O'Donnell's Ice Cream Shop in Buncrana. Councillor Nicholas Cross, an independent councillor. I mean, obviously, we've only spoken to two businesses there, but the consensus is there from those callers, Nicholas, that they don't want to see the change, or if they do want to see change, they want to see maybe some refinement of it.
Greg, I would like to see, I'm going to go the opposite to Paul and John, and I have meetings with both of them during the town council days. Parking charges was introduced just prior to Christmas of 2006 in Buncrana. And it was introduced, it was asked, and John was 100%, the business people wanted the charges in to free up Buncrana Main Street. So when we took out the parking charges, the Buncrana Town Council it was, I think now, I can't be 100%, but the figures that we lifted in parking charges were somewhere around about 280 thousand, and it went up to about 2010. When we done away with the 10 minutes free parking, which we're not doing away with the half hour, that's kind of a falsehood there that we're doing away with the half hour. We're not doing away with the half hour. We're reducing it to 15 minutes. That's what the proposal will be. But our revenue went down from somewhere in the region of 287,000 down to 81,000 in 1 year. And we were told as members of Donegal County Council by our engineer at the time that that would happen.
Yeah.
And I said from that day forward, yes, that was a mistake that I made to do away with the 20 minutes at that time, from 10 minutes to 30 minutes free parking. But we must look, and I'd like to clear up another thing, the parking charge, parking pay and display is not coming on to pay for the street sweeping. That's just that the rates, that's in the budget for Donegal County Council, that we the pay and display will not be paying for the street parker or for the street sweeping. Pay and display will be introduced and help Buncrana. I'd like to tell people that the only revenue that's lifted by Donegal County Council that stays in your own hometown is the parking charges. And if you look at the benefits that Letterkenny, Ballybuffet and Donegal Town get received from the parking charges, it's phenomenal stuff that Donegal Town gets from parking charges. They're able to run events like the food festival. They're actually able to give thousands of pounds to the Christmas lights and to other voluntary organisations. And other voluntary organisations will benefit from the pay and display. And the reason that I would like to introduce this is because
when I was involved with St. Patrick's Day, the Christmas Light Show, whatever involved the organisation, you're steady going to the business on the main street and saying, look, I'm running this event. Can you give me, bing, open the till, give me 50 quid.
But Nicholas, I get exactly what you're coming from. But when we're hearing from businesses now and they're saying that if this is scrapped, that our business will close, like, these are people in the business and have been business for a long time. They're not saying that for the good of their health. They're organising petitions, mm-hmm. and perhaps the majority of business will sign them. They have to be listened to, don't they? Because they are really the only ones, other than through our local property tax, that actually contribute to the running of this county, you know, through their rates and what have you. I mean, they are the people you have to say, right, okay, well, let's look at another option, or let's look at, you know, let's retain what we have.
Yeah, there's no two ways about it. All people have to be listened to. But there are businesses who want the pay and display introduced as well, because they can see the benefits of it. Instead of, like you're talking, we're talking probably a net time of 15 minutes in the pay and display to make the difference in it. I mean, look, we must look. This is where the difficult decisions would be very, very simple for me to sit back in my oars, Greg, and say, look, just leave it as it is. Well, first of all, it can't stay the way it is at the moment, because it's costing Donegal County Council somewhere around about 15,000 a year to run it, because of the government introduced a policy recently that councils had to pay VAT on their car park.
Okay, but Nicholas, cars are parked, like, car park. I get what you're saying, right? So it costs the council 15 grand a year. So say even one business closes. Say one business closes and three jobs are lost. So I'm being really conservative here, right? I'm not saying a massive shop's going to close and 30 people are going to lose their jobs. But let's say one shop does close because of this. And, you know, next thing, that's a vacant building. We see other towns in Donegal where you have to make sure you're getting it right, because there's an awful lot of vacant property sitting there. You know, like, for the sake of 15 grand, is that a risk worth taking, that maybe three mortgages go unpaid and there's a gap in the town because no one wants to go in and take that shop for the same reasons as the one before it closed? You know, 50, like, I don't think when the town council was in Buncrana, we'd be worrying about 15,000 euro.
Well, the reason that, the reason that the charges were brought on was because of the traders. And then it was, they come down, and it was to be a pilot scheme for 30 minutes free parking, but it never reverted back. So, and I can see where the two boys are coming from, and business people on the main street. But what I'm saying, let's give the 15 minutes a trial. Look at the big picture, where we're now being asked to buy O'Doherty's Keep to make improvements on the leisure centre, on the Brian Power and Buncrana on the shorefront. There's millions of pounds on the horizon in grants coming to Buncrana over the next 3 to 10 years. We must fund that money at a value of somewhere between 10 and 25%. I think that, like, on Saturday, I had to drive around the town two and a half times before I got one parking space. And I went down to the shopkeeper, and the shopkeeper didn't agree with me. No, you can't. And I'm saying, I think it'd be better if I was able to nip in. Well, for 15 minutes, I could go in and buy a paper and do the lotto, or get it and do whatever I wanted in 5 or 10 minutes, or go on to... I'll tell you a simple thing, Greg. I haven't paid parking charges in Buncrana, and I couldn't tell you the last time, because I can do whatever.
But how much money have you spent? Yeah, but how much money have you spent in Buncrana that you might otherwise not? I drive down Letterkenny Main Street, don't get a parking space, and just plough on. You're not going to get parked on the street. You're not going to get parked on the street in Donegal Town. I can guarantee you that, unless you're incredibly early or lucky. And Ballybuffet, Stranoller, particularly Ballybuffet, is the same. You know, what about, okay, you haven't contributed, which would probably be a total of, you know, even if it was 30 euro in parking charges, but how much have you contributed to the economy by parking your car and nipping into those shops? I would say it's much more than 30 quid, Nicholas.
Well, I use the shops in Buncrana on a daily basis. On the Buncrana Main Street.
Exactly. So,
but I don't want to tell them on the one day.
I know, but the amount you're spending, right, the amount that you're spending being able to access and not be discouraged because of charges far outweighs what the council would have brought in off you off parking charges. Like, I'm praising you for supporting local business, right? But I'm saying others might be discouraged if there's charging. So I just think that all has to be factored in, is all I'm saying, really.
Greg, if I want to go down and do business in Main Street in Buncrana today, I have to to think to myself, okay, well, first of all, will I get parked down the main street? If I was able to drive down the main street, stop and get parked, nip into a business for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And there's no way that anybody's going to, because the minute you park
is, yeah, but my point, Nicholas, is that I know for a fact there's no point me trying to drive into Donegal Town and park on the Diamond, because there'll be no spaces. Do you know what I mean? And they don't
have... And
that's
all pay and display.
Exactly. Do you know, so there's still no spaces, even with pay and display. I'll have to go and park in behind the Bank of Ireland, and it's a 3 or 4 minute walk.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you don't get parked on O'Connell Street in Dublin, or on Foyle Street in Derry, or on the main street of Letterkenny. I think it's a progression, and people maybe in general are afraid of change. And Greg, listen to me. It'd be very, very easy for me to say, just leave it as it is. I think that but you must look at the big picture. If we are to improve Buncrana,
yeah,
and move Buncrana on and make it back into a tourist destination, how are we going to be doing this? With the parking charges costing Donegal County Council $15,000 a year at the present moment in time is not feasable.
The best thing
to do is just open it up and say, okay, park wherever you want.
But for the purpose of this chat and consultation...
Can I finish this point?
Of course you can, Nicholas.
RD and County Louth done away with the parking charges in 2014, I think, when the town councils were being abolished. Louth County Council are going to reintroduce RD, and if anybody goes through RD, it's one of the widest streets in Ireland. It's almost impossible to get through at the moment. Okay. What do you see with the park and dust? It'll actually free it up.
But Nicholas, let's just say it is changed and people pay for the parking on Buncrana. And that means I can drive to Buncrana, pull in and do a bit of shopping and pay, right?
Yes.
Where the person that was parked there, they're not there spending money. Like, unless you're saying people are just abandoning their cars on Buncrana Main Street. Like, if there are spaces there now because charges are introduced, that means there's someone not in a shop in Buncrana, or there's someone not spending...
Not necessarily,
well, So what are the cars parked on Buncrana Main Street doing there? Are you saying there might be staff parking?
Obviously, there's staff parking.
Yeah.
There's people who stop just following the main street of Buncrana because they have half an hour to spare. They can go for a walk up and down the main street of Buncrana, get in their car and head off again.
Okay.
That's lost revenue. It's not to say that everybody parks in the main street of Buncrana is going to go into shops. There's people who park in Buncrana Main Street for the best part of the day. There's people who park outside because they can. They park outside their own premises, their own business premises. Because they can park outside it and they have a permit, they park outside their own business.
Mm.
And these are the people, you know, and look, as I'm going to say it again, it'd be very easy, Greg, for me just to say, oh, gee, we'll leave it because most... There's an awful lot of people and business that maybe mightn't be as vocal, but who want the introduction of purchase because they see the benefit of it. And we must look at the big picture, and I can't emphasise that enough. If we are to improve Buncrana, we must be progressive, and we must progress with how local government, and as far as it means local government,
yeah,
we're going to have to raise money. And we can't keep going back to the taxpayer on the main street of Buncrana and asking for an increase of rates. Let's spread the burden. A lot of people giving a little rather than a lot.
Okay. Well, as I say, you've got more local knowledge than I. I would love to see an example whereby there is the type of charging that you talk of where you can get, you know, parking. And I gave examples locally. I haven't seen any other. And as I say, I would have my concerns that if there is empty spaces on the main street because of charges, maybe... Not all of them, but those people aren't in spending. But listen, I take your point and I respect that you've more knowledge of this situation than I. Thank you very much for your time, Councillor Nicholas Crossan there. Okay, let's stay on this issue. Christopher, you're a Buncrana resident. What's your view? Good morning to you, by the way.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, Greg? Thanks.
I've lived in Buncrana all my life, and the only thing that deters me from going shopping on the main street is the traffic congestion. Like if you're approaching the town from the Malnhead direction, by the time you get to Supervalue, and sometimes it's even worse, the traffic is congested that far back. So it's not even a question of can I get parked in the main street. You can't get near the main street, and that's what I find happening an awful lot. And you have to swing left at the general shop there, and you have to go around the back of the town through domestic roads to basically bypass the town, you know, or else you have to swing down by the castle and go along the shorefront to escape the traffic. You know, so the main issue is the traffic congestion on the main street that I see. And the traders there would know better than anyone as to what's causing that congestion. In my own personal experience, I suspect it's people trying to reverse park into positions, and they're having three and four goes at it. Maybe they're not very good at reversing into a position, and it takes a couple of attempts, but the traffic is backed up while they're trying to do that. Now, you can imagine numerous people doing that on the main street all every hour throughout the day. You've got a backup of traffic. And then if a lorry comes to deliver to any of the stores on the main street in Buncrana, you have the same situation, mm-hmm. you know. So
what do you think the solution is, Christopher? I mean, because it is about whether people should pay for it or not. What do you think should happen?
Well, I don't think the 50 cent makes a damn bit of difference to it, really, to be honest with you. I think it's the inconvenience of it, like somebody having to go and find 50 cents somewhere to put into those machines. I mean, we really should move with the new age and have a card tapping mechanism where you tap the machine and that's it done, you know. I mean, we're moving to the 21st century and maybe adopt the technology. I get that the council needs the funding and that's a good source of funding for them. But the traffic congestion is far more serious, I find. Also, there's car parks in Buncrana, they're not being used. There's a car park there to the rear of the plaza there that was built primarily to take the pressure off the main street. That's never been used, lying empty, you know, a brand new car park.
I think people know when the traffic warden's about. For them to sort of initiate the half hour, they have to scan your number plate to begin with. And then you have a half hour from that. You know what I mean? I mean, let's truth be told, people pull in. It's not half an hour from when you pull in, really. It's half an hour from when the traffic warden scans your number plate the first time. Now, I'm open to correction on that, and please no one make any decisions based on what I've just said. But I presume that's local common knowledge. People know when the traffic warden's around. So I don't think people, even availing of the free car parking, are probably just taking half an hour. They probably know where they can get most of the day or an extra hour or whatever it might be, dependent on when their number plate is scanned the first time.
Yeah, I suppose too, like in cars from Northern Ireland, you can't really chase them for any penalties. So cars from Northern Ireland would know as well as you do and I do that if you get a penalty notice on the main street in Buncrana, it doesn't transfer to the north. So they're kind of, you know, they're outside the law. Same applies for cars in the south and the north. So that you have that going on. But I lived in Dublin for 10 years, and I'll tell you, it was ruthless down there. Like, if your car was left...
No messing about.
It was World War II
down there. An ankle bracelet on before you know it. All right. Christopher, listen, thanks for your insight, as always. Continued safe travel. Do appreciate your time, Christopher. Thanks. Take care of yourself. Okay. Back with more shortly. Right, so I think by most accounts there's been a significant state investment in the creche sector, that area. But despite this, over 180 creches have closed since early 2022. Elaine Dunn is chair of the Early Childhood Providers Federation and joins us now. Good morning to you, Elaine.
Good morning.
So just before we actually start, when we talk about creches, early childhood. So what service is this that is being provided that we're actually talking about? I know it's going to be obvious to the majority, but I just want everyone to know precisely what we're talking about here.
It probably isn't going to be obvious because there's so many different variations. So I will go into them for you. You have the early childhood care and education services. So they're the ECC services that are open for 3 hours. Then you have part-time services. You've got school-age services with Breakfast Club. You've got full day cares. So there's quite a difference between all of those types of services. And when you see that government keep putting out a funding model that one size fits all, this is where the biggest problem is. And the other problem is that we don't see, like you hear of all these big figures from our minister and the department of how much money has been pumped in from government to the sector. But we have never actually seen the breakdown of that funding. If you're seeing services closing down, then there is a huge problem with funding. And with burnout as well for providers and administration burden, micromanaged. There's so many different issues.
So in the Irish Independent today, they're covering this story and they talk about this, the stress, the creche closures. And they say this is despite major state investment. 3 cent a child doesn't sound like major state investment. Is that an inaccurate headline? And this is not, I'm not trying to pitch you against the Independent.
No.
That's not my motivation.
No,
but obviously that's
not.
A regular person reading this will go, well, obviously the creches, they're creaming it here.
Okay, so what we've got this year, so we had core funding came in last year And they would have had a calculator up on the department's website, okay, called the Ready Reckoner. So when you went in and put in the number of kids, number of staff, you got this massive number and thought you were getting huge amount of funding. But it turns out that the Ready Reckoner was inaccurate. Mm. There was a problem with it. Okay, so that was the first problem last year. And then we went into it and people started to realise that the funding they were promised isn't actually what's hitting your bank. So now this year, they have given us a 3 cent per child per hour hike, rise in the core funding for this year, and 2 cent of your school age service with Breakfast Club. Okay. So you tell me, like, if we are stuck, and many of us are, we are stuck in fee freeze dating back to 2017. A lot of the average providers, that's where we are. Fee freeze 2017, not 2021. Can you tell me one thing you know that is the same price today as it was in 2017? Just one thing.
No.
There
listening
you go.
To this show.
But childcare.
That's bad.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, okay. So
childcare providers are.
Yeah, and listen, this is not anecdotal. We see the evidence. Lots of people, and it's happened right across the country and in this region as well, creches are closing. Now, some of those spaces, we're seeing maybe a little bit of a consolidation. I'm not sure if that's good or bad. But we do know one of the biggest challenges in Letterkenny, for example, the biggest population centre in Donegal, is not necessarily housing. And it's not accommodation necessarily. What I'm hearing from employers, it's childcare. That is the biggest recruitment. That's the biggest recruitment challenge they're facing at the moment.
No, and that is correct. And that is nationwide. And we are really starting to see that. So we did have a meeting with a TD last Monday before we started doing the nationwide. We were around this weekend or this week travelling around the country. We were in Donegal last night. And his words to me were, the childcare crisis is now on par, are coming up on par with the housing crisis. Mm. And I would agree with that. And it's unfortunate that our minister and his department are not seeing these issues. We have brought all of the issues to the Department of Children. We have told them what's going on. We got a document done outsourced and we sent it into the department as well. The issues are all outlined, but unfortunately, nobody seems to be listening to us.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where the biggest problem is. We, the Federation of Early Childhood Providers, we are not government funded in any way. So we come out and we are very vocal. We are vocal for a reason. We have many members in Donegal. We have many members all around the country. And you have to listen to everybody. We had a meeting last night in the Abbey Hotel in Donegal town. And we had one TD turned up to that meeting. And, like, they were broken women in that room.
Were they all invited, by the way?
Yes, there was an invite put out to local councillors and TDs. Now, I will say the next meeting, there is a big meeting due to happen on the 5th of September, and it's going to be in Letterkenny. Okay. And we're asking parents, providers, radio stations, everybody to come to this meeting, because you will see exactly what is going on for providers on the ground and the workers.
And I think we need to keep a close eye on the politicians that turn up at that meeting as well, too, because this is a huge issue. And it's, well, I'm not sure if they're back from the summer holidays at that point. So, right, you know, say, for instance, health, it's not simply throwing money at health. And housing, it's not simply throwing money at housing. And sometimes we do that and it's wasted. Is it more simple in terms of childcare? Is it actually more investment? The infrastructure is there to make the best use of it and to maintain the sector. Is it a bit simpler in this area that we need more resources, we have the infrastructures in place, and it means that we can stay open and we can continue to provide these services?
We absolutely need more funding. There's no doubt about it. And when we start to show people the breakdown of funding, people are going, oh my goodness, like, we thought you were absolutely loaded. And we are being portrayed as greedy providers, but that is not the case. But when you're seeing parental choice being removed and children who have a right to be educated being displaced, then there's obviously a huge issue. You know, when parents are ringing me and ringing the Federation looking for us to help them find places around the country, and that is what's going on at the moment. I just got a message there half an hour ago from a parent in Kilkenny, please help me, I'm in dire straits. Mm. You know, so we are getting those phone calls and we are here to help the parents and to inform parents as to how bad things are for us. And with doing that, we're hoping that parents will come out in support. Mm. We have other sectors now coming out and supporting us as well. Because if we close our doors, every sector is impacted.
Oh, I beckon.
The doctors, the nurses, ISMI, you know,
all
everywhere.
Of these organisations should be screaming from the rooftops as well, if they're not already.
Yeah.
Because it is, as we've already both agreed, it is a serious impediment to employment. And also, too, we've got really highly, I mean, obviously, we've got really passionate providers, but we've got really highly qualified people that you're not going to be able to hold on to. They've got degrees and excellent qualifications, and the money they're being asked to work for is not, it doesn't sit very well with the amount of effort they've put in to get to where they're at.
Absolutely. You know. I mean, these people on the ground that are working in the rooms, they are not paid enough money. Absolutely not. But if government funding is stopping us from, you know, continuously raising the wages for the staff, they are going to leave. We ran a survey recently and it clearly showed that a lot of our degree-led staff are leaving the sector and they're going to be to the Department of Education as SMAs. They're going to our own departments like TUSLA, PUBO, the County Child Care Committees. You know, so we can't compete with those wages if we're in a fee freeze going back to 2017. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever. You know, we have to be able to have a proper fee structure in place before you're forced into a fee freeze.
And I mean, and finally,
and parents shouldn't be taking the hit. Sorry.
Yeah, of course not.
Parents shouldn't be taking the hit.
But, you know, but I just and don't understand that we are so, we're told all the time that we've got such a wonderful economy that it's awash with money, and yet we don't see it filtering down. And then people wonder why people get frustrated with governments and what have you. But listen, Elaine, for now, we'll talk again in and around that September meeting. Thanks for your time today. Elaine Dunn, who is chair of the Early Childhood Providers Federation. Any views on that? 086 60 25000 or give us a call on 07491 25000.